Joining us by telephone now, Lincoln County School District Number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson. The school board meeting this past week, the school board, school administration approved something called the Adaptive Learning Plan. And that's been approved by the state, and it's going to allow our schools to continue essentially in a setting where students are learning at home. Is that a correct summary, Superintendent Erickson?
That would be a correct summary, Dan. Our Adaptive Learning Plan was approved by the state, which in essence means that our main mode of delivery for the remainder of the month of April will be a mix of digital and or paper pencil, with the possibility of that being extended through the remainder of the school year.
And is that a situation K through 12? We've got a system set up to reach out to the students wherever they may be in Lincoln too?
We do, and we're back up and running this morning. Glad the spring break's over, and we've got great attitudes with our teachers and staff. We've had meetings. All principals and directors have met with their staff this morning and via Zoom. And like you say, we're back up and running. So
okay,
just in a little different environment, if you will, remote learning.
Just so we understand this, the state has some strict standards as to a student's education. And when they're not in school, in a situation like this with COVID-19, they have to be at home learning, and it all falls under what is called the Adaptive Learning Plan, and each school district has to submit one of these plans to the Department of Education to say, Lincoln 2, you're okay with what you have put together. You're good to go, essentially.
You're absolutely correct. And I would just point out a couple of highlights from our plan, if you're okay with that.
Sure, please help us understand it.
The guidelines from the state and the things that our plan was adopted on or approved on was an assurance of maintaining student engagement and participation. And that's a big one. And we've also outlined some guidelines for our teachers and our paraprofessionals. The other things that are included in our adaptive learning plan are how do we take attendance? How do we hold students accountable? As well as how do we hold staff accountable during this time? Then also, we've considered such things as student privacy, formative assessments, how do we plan to remediate during this time, how do we plan to enrich, and then we've also prioritized our standards by grade level during this time. So I'd just like to point out to all of our listeners that kindergarten through eighth grade, we will be providing feedback and recording assignments and their grade in Infinite Campus in our grade book, but they will not be weighted during this time. They will not count towards the final grade. That's different at the 9-12 level, where they're still, our 9th through 12th graders are working on credit acquisition towards graduation. We've come out as a district and we've made recommendations to our teachers and paraprofessionals for age-appropriate instructional engagement during this time. Kindergartners through second graders, our recommendation is 45 to 70 minutes a day. Third and fourth graders, an hour to an hour and a half a day. Fifth and sixth graders, 90 minutes to 120 minutes a day. And then for our 7th through 12th grade students, we are recommending 20 to 40 minutes per teacher with a 2.5 hour max day. The number one thing that we've got to keep in mind is during this time that we're here to support the pro-social behaviors and social-emotional growth and development of our students. And it's not our intent in any way, shape, or form to frustrate families or parents. We know that life's still going on for families. We have several families where both parents are working. So, again, we just don't want to frustrate. And we also know that many of our students are stressed or worried during this crazy time, and we've just got to be aware of those things.
Matt Erickson, Superintendent, Lincoln County School District Number 2.